This is Whenever Your Wiring is Faulty, Hit by the Stitches by Rosebud Benoni. Believe me when I say, my spine is the reason why I feel Ted Williams hit by the stitches. Even if this very vision belongs to urban legend, I believe in trying to translate and reconstruct this feeling. Because whatever that was, real or not, cannot be explained by theories or equations. Stay with me here. It's like trying to replicate the wiring of Ted Williams when that in itself has no mass or particles. Imagine instead Ted Williams as a wave function of probable position and momenta. You think I'm being difficult, when it's my spine that's a mess, and to be honest, I know as much about its moxie and mechanics as I do baseball. That is to say, I'm a Mets fan because I live off the 7. Stay with me. It gets worse. When I was a kid with a less tender spine, I shouted touchdown at an Astros game and cheered for Warren Moon. This is a true story. I would not stop cheering. Now the Oilers are gone. The Dodgers moved out of Brooklyn. There's no crying in the MRI. If you operate, I will run. This is what I've learned. My spine is a magical place that would rather master its true destiny as a quantum field. Baseball fields rely on some wicked magical geometry. This is what I've learned. Most baseballs in the major league travel at 90 miles per hour. It's like witnessing a peregrine falcon come for you and keeping your eyes open, although it can dive bomb at twice that speed. How wave function is a falcon, you tell me. I'd like to travel at 180 miles per hour. I do get sick on roller coasters. I only like those that drop you backward. For some reason, falling the wrong way at high speeds relaxes my spine. I'd like to dive bomb the cyclone on Coney Island, weave in and out of its crossbeams, thanks to my sharp falcon eyes and wave function like avian wiring. How being a flexible thing is such glory. Because my spine is not these days, which is partly why I'm in physical therapy. It's not just gentle stretches and easy gains. My joints are stiff and my spine curves where it shouldn't. Still, I rush these city streets to make my trains. I'd like to dive bomb the subway, land on a moving car and mock its speed. No, you'd never see me coming. My stats so magical and beautiful as I curve space, time. I'd be without equation. I'd go unproven in warped theories. There I am now, off the 7, with all these Mets fans in their fresh Mets jerseys and bright blue Mets caps. I'm filling the little gaps and aches in their spines, unknowingly, with wave functions of magical wiring. This is what I've learned in physical therapy. How to feel what I can't. Each phantom, joint and muscle and vertebra. What is most silent and painful, trying to bear my own beautiful theories on speed and cadence of the most unmoving of things. I'd like to think Ted Williams might hear how you taunt me from within my stitches, so lovely and threadbare. Only he would feel the angle nearly unforeseeable and minute of that feeling as it's thrown farther and farther from me.